Today's shiur, the Daf Yomi, is the Gemara Pesachim Daf Chaf Hei. We actually did the first half of this Amud Chaf Hei Amud Aleph yesterday, but we'll chazer it over quickly now to remind ourselves what we were talking about. And we brought down a Kal Vachomer yesterday, where we said that since Arla is an Isser of Hana, and Arla is not a Chiv of Kares, so certainly Basar V'Cholav, which is an Isser of Kares, should certainly be Asr B'Hana as well. So we tried to slug that up, and here we're at the very top line of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. So we said, Ma'ala Arla Shekein Lo Yisro Lo Shasa Kosher. So we said that there's a difference between Arla, and that Arla never had a moment that it was permitted, versus Basar V'Cholav, when it was separate Basar, separate Cholav, it was permitted. So we said, no, reason why that's not a problem, because Chametz of Pesach Yachiyach, Shailu Shasa Kosher, Be'Asa Ba'Na, as opposed to Pesach, which had a Shasa Kosher, and yet it's still Asa Ba'Na, so therefore that can't be the critical factor. Shmuel says, no, Malach Chametz of Pesach, Shekein Onish Kares. Oh, but that's an Onish of Kares, so maybe that's why it's Asa Ba'Na. So again, Tamar Bebas V'Cholav Shein Osh Kares. So Bas V'Cholav doesn't have an Osh of Kares. So therefore, that shouldn't be a factor. So Mar says, well, Kilay Akarim, which is also something which we said is also B'Hanoah Yochichu Shein Onish Kares, and nevertheless, you also B'Hanoah. So to therefore, the Bas V'Cholav should be also B'Hanoah. So the Mar says now, Vim Isa, if what we had said yesterday that Nifroch Malik Kilay Akarim Shein Lokin Alein Afilu Shaloki Der Hanoasan, if we were trying to bring down the Kilaya Karam is actually also by Noah, even if it's not Kedera Hanason, so that should have been a discriminating factor. That should have been that you shouldn't be able to go make the deduction for Kilaya Karam to Basa B'Cholav, because one is even also Shalok Kedera Hanason. So what Abaye said to that was, Abaye Tomar, he said that the difference was because by Basa B'Cholav it doesn't say Lo Sochal, as I mentioned, it says Lo Sovashel, and we learn the Yisra out from a different source rather than Lo Sochal. And in response to that, the Edoch, the other argument, would be back to him, the commosive law, the one who asked the question, that you should learn it out from Kilaya Karem. So he saw the law, he holds, Lahachi Kogamar Min Nevela. That's why he learns it out specifically from Nevela. Ma Nevela Derechan Oso, Abbas B'Cholav Derechan Oso. So therefore, the two have the same. Basa B'Cholav and Nevela, both of them is only Derechan Oso. But would Abaye respond to that? And that's where we left off yesterday, Abaye, Lahachi Lo Kosav Achila Begufo. And therefore, he would say that it's also not via the normal way, even the abnormal ways would be also Basa V'Cholav, just like Kilaya Karam, and therefore there is no problem. That's what we quickly ran through the end part of yesterday's shir. And now we pick up over here. The Lifro, let us say there's another way to knock apart this Kal V'Chomer. Mali Kilaya Karam, Shelo Haisa Lo Shasa Kosher. That Kilaya Karam never for a moment was Mutter. It also started off as being totally Asa from minute one, as opposed to Basar V'Cholav, which when there was Basar alone, when it was Cholav alone, each was permissible. So therefore, that should be a reason why you can't learn one from the other. So I'm a Rabbi Ado Bar Abba. Rabbi Ado Bar Abba says, you see from the fact that we don't ask this pircha, that Kilaya Karim, Lohei Selo Shasa Kosher, means that it does have Zoso Meris. This is the way Rashi prefers to understand this. Zoso Meris, Kilaya Karim, Ikara Nesorin, that the Kilaya Karam, what grows is Osir from the moment of Hashrosha. Before Hashrosha, it is Mutter Bahana. So therefore, that's why there's no difference between Kilaya Karam and Basar V'Cholav. Each of them has a Shas HaKosher. And the preferred way that Rashi understands this is, up until the time of Ashra, when you put it in the ground, when you do Zizriya in the ground, so if it hasn't yet sprouted, so then it's still Mutter B'Hanoah. And therefore, Kilaya Karam also has a Shas HaKosher beforehand. That's Rashi's preferred pshat. He then brings down a second pshat that Rashi doesn't like, and he goes through why that's not correct. Ayin Shom in this Rashi is also Meris for those full details. But the preferred pshat of Rashi is that before the Hashrusha, it has a Shasa Kosher, and it's only after the Hashrusha that it doesn't have a Shasa Kosher. That's Rabbi Adabar Abba's Teretz over here. We have a question on this, however. Vasa Rav Shmaya, Rav Shmaya says, what about the following scenario? Hamavir Otzitz Nokuv Bakerem. Now, we have to remind ourselves that Otzitz Nokuf is a flower pot that has produce growing inside of it. It has a hole at the bottom of the pot. Halachically speaking, if something has a hole at the bottom of a flower pot, so then it's considered as if it's attached to the ground, even though it's 10 feet away from the ground. We halach, if you have a hanging pot and there's a hole at the bottom of the pot, halachically we view it as if it's attached to the ground. And therefore, it has all the full chiyuvim of something that grows from the ground. So there would be dinam of kilayim here as well. So if somebody is carrying hamavir Otzitz Nokuf bakerem, and he's hanging it or passing it through the kerem. So therefore, it's halachically considered as if it's planted in the kerem. If it was an atzus she'eno nakuf, so then it would not be considered. So here we're talking with, it's a flower pot that has growths inside of it that are kilayim, normally with vine, with kerem. And since it's hanging, it's passing through over here, this vineyard. So therefore, im hosif mosayim, if it grows more than a 1/200th, kilayim is batel if it's 200 against it. So if it grows more than a 1/200th, in other words, the growth over here is not going to allow the growth to be batel with the rest of the object, so the imhosif mosayim, so that it's aser, then you do have an iser of kilayim. Now, it implies hosif in, it's only if it grows more than this 1/200th. But lo hosif, if it doesn't grow more than that, even though it grew a little bit, lo. So what do you see from here? Even though there was something hashrasha over here, it is not considered asr. So why did you tell me, Rav Adda Rabba, that kodem hashrasha, it's considered not kilayim, but after hashrasha, it's considered kilayim? Here, there's after hashrasha, and yet it says only if hosif, more than 1/200th, it's asr, low hosif, even though there's growth, low hosif, low, it's not. So Amar Rav, Rav says, because we have two sukkim, two words in the pasuk over here that are going to show us why there's a difference between the case of hashrasha and the difference of the case of the mafir otzitz nakuf. What is that? Trei koig sibi, the two words in the pasuk over here. We had this pasuk in yesterday's shir, lo sizra karmecho kilayim, pentikdash, we said that you're not allowed to go plant kilayim, because if you do, you have to uproot it. It's tikdash, means you have to go and burn it. And this is true when you have hamileya and hazera asher tizra. So there are two things mentioned in this pasuk, hamileya and Zera. So Ksiv Hazera, Uksiv Hamaleya. Both things are written in the Pasuk. I don't know why it says over here Hazera first and then Hamaleya, because Hamaleya comes first in the Pasuk. But in any event, what does it mean that you have these two things? So Ha Ketzad, what is this coming to teach me? Zorua Meikaro. If the seed was put into the ground from the very beginning, so before the hashrasha, there's no growth. The seed is put into the ground. So zorua meikaro. So then in that situation, you go by hashrasha. So maybe that's why it says zera first over here, because it's talking about the first case. So zorua meikaro. So then the rule is, up until hashrasha, it's mutar b'noah. But once there's hashrasha, then it's also b'noah. But if it was already planted, like with the flower pot, if it's zorua, you already planted in the flower pot and it's growing in the flower pot. And now you're bringing this otzitz nakuf flower pot, this flower pot with a hole in it, so it's halachically now connected to the vineyard underneath it. So now it's only hosif in, only if it grows 1/200th while it's hanging over here, while it's in the vineyard, in that situation do we have kilayim. But lo hosif, if it doesn't grow that extra amount that it's now no longer batel, that 1/200th, so then lo, it's not going to become osur at all. So therefore, even though this is after the hashrasha, that's based upon the word Malaya. The first statement that we made, Zorua Meikaru, is based upon the word Hazera. So therefore, that's how we would reconcile those two. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yaakov said Amar Rav Yochanan, Bakol Misrapin. This is very similar to what we had before in talking about things that are Aser for Hanoa. So here it says that nothing is Aser for Hanoa when it comes to Refua, Bakol Misrapin, with the exception of chutz me'atzei asherah, except for the wood from an asherah tree. An asherah tree is, of course, avodah zarah, and the wood from this is forbidden to get benefit from, even if it's needed for medicinal purposes, for misrapin purposes. The Gemara says, what type of medicinal purposes are we talking about? Hechidami. If we're talking about inemo de'ika sakana, if we're talking about that this is a sakana, if the person doesn't get this asherah wood for whatever the purpose it is, it's going to heal this person and he'll die without it, so then afilu atzei asherah nami, then the actual asherah wood itself would be permissible. It's pikuach nefashos, and isn't everything permissible because of pikuach nefashos? So therefore, if you're dealing over here in emo the ika sakana, so afilu atzei asherah nami, then atzei asherah should be good. Vi the lack of sakana, and if you're dealing over here that there is no sakana, then afilu kol isurim shebetorah nami lo, then you're not allowed to eat treifa if it's not for life-saving purposes. So any isur, not only asherah isur, but any isur is not allowed to be transgressed if it's not a life-threatening situation. So what exactly are you talking about when you say bakol misrapin? You can heal yourself with everything. You're not allowed to heal yourself with isurim, and if it's life-threatening, then you're allowed to heal yourself with everything. So Gemara says, la'olam de'ika sakana. We are talking about a life-threatening situation. So then what does it mean that you're not allowed to heal yourself with asherah? So Gemara says, this is one of the three cardinal sins, and here we introduce the three cardinal sins. Ba'afilu hachi, even though it's life-threatening, atzei asherah lo. You're not allowed to heal yourself with avodah zarah. It's one of the three cardinal sins, yahareg va'al yabor. A person has to actually be willing and able to give up his life rather than transgressing these three things. If you have to eat lobster, you have to go and be Mechal Shabbos to save a life, so though you're allowed to. All the other Yisurim in the Torah you can transgress to save a life. Nothing stands in the way of Pikuach Nefashos except the three cardinal sins, and this is one of the many places in Shas that we have this discussion. So it tells us over here, Afi Lohochi Atzei Rishiro Lo, Titanya, famous Breiser, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, in the Pasuk it tells us that you have to ace Hashem Elokech b'chol luvavicha, b'chol nafshicha, u'v'chol miyodecha. Famous psukim from Shema. And what does that mean? It tells us, if you tell me I have to give up my life, so of course I have to give up my money. And if you're telling me that it's more important to me, my money, so then, again, Rashi points out, just tell me the one that's more important. Why do you have to tell me both of them? Tell me the one that is more important, and dayo, and that's enough. So the Gemara answers, and Rashi points it out over here, and that's what the Gemara is now going to tell us. There are some crazy people that their money is worth more than their life. To teach us, most people, their life is worth more than their money, so therefore, did you even have to be willing to give up your life to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then those crazy people, the Yesh Adam, that's the Gersa that we have. The Bach tells us that when this Gemara is found in other places, that the Gersa is im, yes, if there would be such a person, sheish mamono, chaviv olav bigufo, that money is more important to him in his life, right? When the robber comes up to you and says, your money or your life, this guy has to say, wait a second, let me think. So this crazy guy who's willing to lose his life, but he's not willing to lose his money is more important to him, so therefore, for such a person, kach nema, you even have to give up your money for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol miyodecha. Now, what do you see from this? That an asherah, which is essentially something that is totally the antithesis of worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Worshiping Avodah Zarah is 180 degrees opposite. You can't get worse than that. So for Avodah Zarah, a person, if they were to go to him and say, either worship this Avodah Zarah or we're going to kill you, he has to say, Yahareg va'al yavar. He has to say, then go and kill me. I'm not going to, in this situation, worship the Avodah Zarah. So too, if he would die, unless he gets benefit from this thing that's also for Avodah Zarah, so therefore, Nebuchadnezzar, a person has to be willing to give up his life. That's this drasha. Now, the only thing that we know so far is Avodah Zarah. Gemara tells us now there's the three cardinal sins. We also have Gilui Arayis and Shrichas Damim. Person can't do a sexual immorality and can't, Rahman al-Islam, kill somebody else. Those are the three cardinal sins, along with Avodah Zarah, that a person has to be willing to Yehareg, to even be killed, below Yavar. Now, let's see this. He also, he said over the name of Yochanan, by Kol Misrapim, he learned this Gemara, and he said, you're allowed to go and heal yourself with any Isser in the Torah, with the three cardinal sin exceptions, Chutz, Me'avodah Zarah, V'Gilui Arayis, U'Shrichas Damim. We turn to the Amud Beis, the three cardinal sins. Now, how do we know that? So, Avodah Zarah, Hadi Amar. We just learned that Avodah Zarah from, says, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Miyodecha. So that's how we learn out Avodah Zarah. So, Hadi Amar. Where do we see Gilui Arayis U'Shrichas Damim? So this is also learned from the following brisa, the Tanya. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi tells us, the pasuk by Nara Murasa, it says at the end of the discussion of Nara Murasa, Nara Murasa is a woman who is an Arusa, she's first stage halachic marriage to a man, so she's also to that husband still, but she's certainly also to everybody else. And if Rahman al-Hassan, somebody would have relations with her, so he'd be having relations with an Eishas Ish. So, Kikasha Yokum Isha Rayeyu, Uritzacho Nefesh, so the pasuk makes a hekish, makes a comparison over here between the person having relations with a naru murasa and a person committing murder. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, "B'chima in yotzeach, it's a naru murasa." What's the connection? What's the hekish over here between saying that this naru murasa is similar to the rotzeach? So the Gemara says, "Hareze bol olame." It comes over here that this connection to the rotzeach is to teach us a din by Naru Murasa, but it works the other way as well. The din of Naru Murasa also teaches a din by Rotzeach. V'nim Solami. It's a two-way street, this Hekish, and we learn something from Naru Murasa to Rotzeach, and we learn something from Rotzeach to Naru Murasa. What is that? So, Mekish Rotzeach l'Naru Murasa, the first aspect is that we're connecting the Rotzeach to the Naru Murasa in what way? Ma Naru HaMurasa Nitan L'Hatzila B'Navsho. If Nebuchadnezzar, a person, is going to rape a woman, and you could stop him, so as Rashi says, you're allowed to go and stop him. Now, you shouldn't kill the guy if you don't have to, but if the only way you can stop him is to kill him, so then you're allowed to. Now, how do we know this? So Rashi explains that Dibur Maschil Nitam Atzila, Nitam Rishus Leroa, Shu Rodef Achara. When a person sees Nebuch, a man running after this poor lady, this Naru Murasa, and he's going to rape her, Shiatzilena Mimenu Benavsho, Shu Rodef. You're allowed to go and kill the Rodef, because the Pasuk says in Devarim Chav Beis, Kidachsiv, Vein Moshia Lo. The Naru Murasa goes off scot free. She's not punished if Rahman of the Sun she's raped, because there was no one available to go and save her. Ain Moshiach. The implication is, im yesh Moshiach, if there is somebody that can save her, tzorich loshiach. The guy has a gun, he could shoot the rodent, the one who's running after this Naru Rasa, this horrible guy, so he can shoot him. So he has to shoot him, tzorich loshiach. B'chol asher yochel, he's allowed to even kill him, afilu b'harigoso. Now, this is, of course, im ein yochel atzil b'echa me'evarav. So then, Yargenu, if he's a sharpshooter and he can shoot him in the knee, and that will stop him from running after this woman, and he won't be killed, but he'll be stopped, so then you have to do it that way. But you're not such a sharpshooter, and you aim for his chest, and you're going to kill him most likely. So then, in that situation, the halacha says you're allowed to kill the person. So Naru Murasa is compared over here, that Nitan Latzila Benavsho, so too, the Gemara says, Afrot Seach Nitan Latzila Benavsho. If you see, Rahman al-Islam, a person going to kill somebody else, so then, you are allowed to go and kill the murderer. Just like you're allowed to kill the rodent if you have to deny Marasa, you'll have to kill somebody that's aiming a rifle at somebody else. You can shoot him if that's the only way to stop him from shooting the other guy. Similarly, the Naru Marasa Mirotzeach. We can learn how to by Naru Marasa from Rotzeach. Ma Rotzeach Yohareg V'al Yavor. Just like a Rotzeach. If they come to you, Rashi says, Im Amalo Ovi Gilulim. If a horrible guy comes to him and says, Harog, either you kill Yankel, or Tehareg, or we're going to kill you. So the person's response has to be, Yehareg, then kill me. But Al Yavor Averizu, and he shouldn't go and kill Yankel. So in other words, somebody says, either you kill that guy, or we're going to kill you. So the person has to say, Nefs and Ebuch, then kill me. But I'm not going to go and kill the other guy to save my life. I think more will explain why in a moment. So too, just like Marotzeach Yehareg Val Yavor, so too. Now the Gersa that we have is Af Naro Hamurasa Tehareg V'Al Tavor. So the Naru Murasa also, she's not allowed to be a willing participant. She has to try and struggle, and even to let them kill her if she's not going to willingly submit. So she has to say, then kill me, rather than me willingly submit to this. That's what our gears of the war is, Tehareg, that the Naru Murasa has to preferably say, then kill me, I'm not going to submit to you, V'al Tavor, and not submit to the person. However, this is not the halacha l'maisa. And Tosos brings down that many have the gears over here. When you look at the top Tosos, Af Nama Harasa, Yehareg v'al yavar. It's not talking about the Naru Murasa. It's talking about the man who is being put into a situation that if a man is being told, either you have relations with this woman who is an erva to you, and this would be Gilui Arayos to have relations with her, so then the person has to say, no, I'm not going to have relations with her, even though I'll save my life by having relations with her, I will not, and kill me instead. That's the way Tosos understands. It's not on the Naru Murasa. Now why? Let's read this top Tosos. Very important Tosos. Pirish, Tosos says, Haboel, here we're talking about, they're saying to you, a man, have relations with this woman or we're going to kill you. Avol he, but if it was the way that we had it, that you're talking about the Naru Murasa, she's allowed to submit. She doesn't do anything actively to participate, but she's not mechuyev to fight. She's not mechuyev to kill herself rather than submitting. So the Baal, the man, if he's in this situation, he has to say, kill me, I'm not going to submit and have relations with this woman. Avol he, ti Baal, velo tirarg. The woman is allowed to be passive and let herself, rachmona litzlan, be raped, and she's not mechuyev to fight back and give up her life. Because we have the famous rule by Esther Hamalka, Esther Karka Olami, and that's the same idea here, that the woman is being passive. She's not doing in any action. Now, of course, she can't participate willingly in doing this in any way, just because she's sitting there and not actively doing something. So she can't willingly do this. But Rahman al-Islam, if she's forced to do this, she doesn't have to fight back. Kedama ben Tzor Mora, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, it's also Gemara in Ksubos, Bereish Ksubos Nami Parach, Lidrosh Lahu Da'onis Shari. So it says there that a woman, Rahman al-Islam, who's raped, goes off scot-free. But Tosus points out, this is only when she's karka olam. The lo avda maisa. She can't do anything. Avolasos maisa. Kagon sha'omer lo, sha'tovia erva olel. So she says, listen, I'll save my life, and I'll go and ask to have the person who's the erva have relations with me, and that way I'll save my life. Then in that situation, she too, tehareg v'al tasa maisa. She shouldn't do something. And that we learn out from Rotzeach. That's the people that have the gears over here, tehareg v'al tabar. That's how they would learn this over here. Similarly, you can learn it the other way as well, that This is only talking about that the person has to give up his life and not to kill somebody else. They say, if you kill Yankel, or else we're going to kill you. That's when you have to go and kill Yankel yourself with a gun. That's when you have to give up your life. They say, we're going to pick you up and drop you on this child. And the person is doing nothing. He's just Nebuch being picked up and dropped on the child. And he's going to kill the child by landing on him. Or else, if you don't let us pick you up and drop you on the child, we're going to kill you. So then in that situation, he doesn't have to fight them tooth and nail to stop them from picking him up and dropping him on the child, Rachmana Litzlan. Because in this situation, who says the Adraba Ikul Neymar, my chos is the Dome de Chavre Sumak Tvei, Dumo Doma Didi Sumak Tvei. This is the famous answer that Gemara is going to give us in a moment. Why you have to give up your life rather than kill somebody else? After all, because of the Fashos. So the answer that we're going to give in the Gemara is, who says that your blood is redder than his blood? In other words, who says your life is more important than his life? So we can apply the same thing here, Tosa says. When they're picking you up and dropping you on the child, so you don't have to fight them, and they'll kill you to save the child. Because who says the child's life is more important than your life? Therefore, for a man, however, if they say to him, well, you are going to have relations with this woman, you just stand there and the woman will come on to you. So we don't say that that's a man is not called kakaola, because a man has to have kisha, a man has to have an erection, and in this way, that's the only way that there can be the relation. So therefore, the man is always considered an active partner, even if he's not doing anything, as opposed to the woman is considered a passive partner. She's kakaola, a man is never considered kakaola. It's a very important sugya in Nebuchadnezzar. It should never be halach l'maitza. These three cases, the cardinal sins, yarag v'ayaber, that you have to give up your life for. Now the Gemara says, "Ushvichas damim gufe minolin." We just said that we learned out Nar Marasa to shvichas damim, and we said that just like a person isn't allowed to kill Yankel to save his life, so too, Yaharig Va'ayavar by the Naru Murasa. So where do we know that you're not allowed to go kill somebody else? If somebody puts the gun to your head, maybe you should be allowed to kill Yankel in order to save your life. After all, Piguach the Fashos. Someone says Svaruhu. There's a famous Svaru that I just mentioned. Ki ha'od yosel kamei d'rova omerle. There once was a person who came to Rava with a horrible shilat. He said, Mare duroi omerle. The Mare duroi is like, Rashi says, the Moshel Iri, the governor, the local governor of the city. Nebuch, this has happened many times in our history. Famous tshuvas from many gedolim about what to do in these situations. So the governor said to the person, either zil katle liplanya, either go and kill Yankel, go and kill this guy over there, and if you don't, vilo, then you know what we're going to do? Katlina law, we're going to kill you. So either kill Yankel, or we're going to kill you. So amale, so this person, Nebuch, asked Rava this shaila, and Rava told him, lik teluch, you have to let yourself be killed. You're not allowed to go kill Yankel to save your life. Why not? Vilo tiktol, you go and yourself get killed, and don't kill somebody else. Because my chazis, the doma didoch, sumak tvei, Dilma doma dehau gavra sumak tvei. Who says your blood is redder than his blood? In other words, who says that his life is less important than your life? That you should be able to go take his life to save your life? You're never allowed to actively kill somebody else. And therefore, in this situation, you have to be willing to let them kill you. Now, you don't have to kill yourself. If they're going to shoot you, so that's what you have to do. But you're not mechuyif to shoot yourself. You're just not allowed to shoot the other guy as well. And then if they take your life, then you did exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and you'll have eternal nitzchias, eternal reward. None of us ever want to be in such a situation, but never. So many people through our history have passed this unbelievably difficult test, and Hashem Yimkom Domo. So the Gemara has basically told us, because of the Asherah tree that we said we wanted to use it for medicinal purposes, and you're not allowed to, and that led us to talking about the three cardinal sins. So now we go back to talking about, we said that a person is allowed to be misrapi with anything except the three cardinal sins. So Marba Ravashi Ashkel Ravina. One time, Marba Ravashi found Ravina. The Shoyif Law Librate Begur Harke de Orla. He was massaging, putting on some of this Gurhake de Orla. Rashi says, Bosar Zesim Ketanim. This was like immature olives, and this was Orla. Now, Orla, we said, you're not allowed to get Hanah from it. And he did it, Rashi says, Mishum Refua. He needed this for medicinal purposes. He was putting on the salve on his daughter. The Ksavra Mutul Israpos Bisuredah. He thought you were allowed to go, and as we had said, misrapping with anything except the three cardinal sins. So, Maru Ravashi saw Ravina doing this, and he questions him, how are you allowed to do this? Marba Ravashi says, Amalei, Emo Diomar Rabbon Mishasa Sakana. You're only allowed to do this, they said, if it's a shasa sakana. So to pikuach nefashos, you can do this except for the three cardinal sins. So, okay, arla is not a cardinal sin, but you're only allowed to do this b'shasa sakana. Shalom b'shasa sakana miyomer, but you're not allowed to use arla if it's not shasa sakana. So he asked Ravina, how come you're doing this? So two answers Ravina gives. The first one is, Amale, Ravina says to Marba Ravashi, Hai Ishto Semirta. Why am I putting this on my daughter? Because she has this illness called Ishto Semirta. Rashi explains, Choli Shekorin Mali. This may be something that's like malaria. And Smirta means Cham. So she has a relapsing fever. That's what malaria is known for. Kimon de Tzimra Tzimure Bebavakama. So this fever that she has is life-threatening fever. Nami kishas sakonadamya, and therefore I'm allowed to go and use this arla for pikuach nefashos. Very straightforward and simple answer. Alternatively, the Gemara says ikad yamri Ravina answered to Marba Ravashi the following. He said, Amalei Ravina to Ravashi mide derech hanor ko avidna. Am I using it in the normal way? Derech hanor. Remember, we said that you're only also to get hanor from it if you do use it derech hanor. Here, I'm not doing it derech hanor, and therefore it is permissible. The Mefarshim discuss exactly what he did that was not the normal way, that it wasn't derech hanosar. So some say that he actually put the olive, this bosar, directly on the skin and squeezed it there as opposed to taking off the oil. Others suggest different things. The bottom line was, it wasn't derech hanosar in the normal way, and therefore he said it's permissible. You only also to get hanah from arla in the normal way, and I did it in an abnormal way, and therefore it's allowed. The Mefarshim also explained that this wasn't even an Issa D'Rabbanan because it was for medicinal purposes, and even if it wasn't life-threatening medicinal purposes, the Issa D'Rabbanan that the rabbi set up doesn't apply in a Chola She'en Bo Sakana type situation. We have this in Hilchos Shabbos all the time, that you're normally not allowed to take medicines on Shabbos because it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, Mishchikas Samamonim. You may come to go and prepare the medicine and grind up various herbs, and that would be an Issa D'Raisa. So therefore, the rabbi said, don't do this D'Rabbanan. But we allow a person who's a Chola She'en Bo Sakana to go and take medicines on Shabbos because the rabbis never instituted this Gzeira, the Rabbanon of Shchikas Samamonim, for a Chola She'en Bo Sakana. So too over here, Ravina felt that the rabbis didn't institute any Isser over here when you're dealing with a Chola, and his daughter was a Chola, and therefore he was allowed to use this even in an abnormal way, and there's no even Isser the Rabbanon. Mar es itmar hano abo lol yodam bal karcho abayam amuteretz rova marasura. Now we're introducing a codicil of what we just talked about, and that is, if you are going to get hanor from something that is normally forbidden to get hanor from, so you have an iser item that you're not allowed to get hanor from, but you're now getting this hanor, hanor abo lol yodam bal karcho, you don't want it, it's against your will, but you are getting hanor from it. So what's the din? So Abaye Amar Muteres, Rava Marasura. Rava says, in this situation, you are permitted to get the Hanor. And Rava says, it's also in this situation to get Hanor. Now, why is that? So the Gemara says, let's look at the case that we're talking about to see where Abaye and Rava are arguing. And we'll have four possible scenarios. And only one of them is where Abaye and Rava disagree. The other three scenarios, Abaye and Rava say the same thing. So first we say, if we're talking about a situation, it's possible, Efshar, that you won't get the Hanor. You could go in a different route, for example. There's a Hanor that's going to be if you go on route A, so don't go on route A. Go on route B. So therefore, Efshar, there was an alternative. And you specifically went the Kor Mechavi to go on the route that's the Isser Hanor is going to be there, and you're going to get benefit from it. So therefore, in that situation, you certainly are going to be forbidden to do that. Likewise, low Efshar, if there was absolutely no ability to go another way. But the Komakavi, while you're going there, you say, oh, this is going to be a Geshmaka Hanor that I'm getting. So in this situation, where you're Mechavin, whether it was possible to go another way or not possible to go another way, you were Mechavin to get this Hanor. You like this Hanor. You enjoy this Hanor. Then both Abaye and Rava certainly say that it's also for you to go and get that Hanor. You have to go some other way. You're not allowed to go on this route, even if it's going to mean that you have to go far out of the way, whether it's Efshar or low Efshar, it's not easily able to get out of the way. If you're Mechavin to get Hanor, Rashi gives the example, for example, Kagon Reashal of Azara. So you're going to smell it if you go this way. So to go specifically this way when there's another way to go, or even if the other way is very far away, so it's what we would call low Efshar, nevertheless, if you're Mechavi to get Hanor from this Avodah Zorah Reyach, so then you're not allowed to go this way. Both Abaye and certainly Rava say it's Asura to go in this way. Kulam Alopligi the Asur. And in a situation where you had no choice, there is no other way to go. Lo Efshar. Lo Mechavi. And you're trying very hard not to get any Hanor. You're blowing out and you're trying not to get the smell. And then you get the smell and you got Hanor from it. Kulam Alopligi the Shar. That's permissible. Not a problem. Because you didn't want to get that Hanor and you had no choice. So where, in fact, these three cases, they don't argue. So where do Abaye and Rava really argue? So Kipligi, they argue in the following case. The Efshar, there was another route to go, but you had no intention or want to get this hanah, v'lo mikavei. So you did not want to get the hanah. You're going to try hard not to get the hanah, but you could have gone another way, and you chose to go this way. So here we have the machlokas between Abai and Rava. And what's a tolion? This is tolion, a famous machlokas we have between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon throughout Shas. Rav Yehuda says that Dover Shein Miskavin is Asur, and Rav Shimon says that Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter. Throughout Shas we have this machlokas. So Rav Yehuda says that even something that you didn't intend to do, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. It's still Asur to do it. So Aliba, the Rabbi Yehuda, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, "All my Dover Shein Miskavin is Asur, even if you have no intention of doing this, you're still Asur to get the Hanah, you're not allowed to do it." So then, Kuleyam Olapligi, the Asur. That even here, Abai would agree that Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be Asur. So there's no machlokes between Abai and Rava within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Where do they have a machlokes? Ki pligi, where Abai and Rava argue, is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, the Omar, Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter. In general, Rabbi Shimon says, if you didn't intend to do something, you're dragging a bench on the ground, and it makes a furrow, but you don't want that, and it's not a psik reisha, and therefore, it is not something that you're intending or wanting, Dover Shein Miskavin, and therefore it is mutter. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that's where Abaye and Rava having the machlokas. Abaye says over here that it's mutter, Rabbi Shimon, because it's a Dover Shein Miskavin. So, well, you could have gone another way, but you didn't really want this Hanah, so you're allowed to go this way because it's a Dover Shein Miskavin. So Abaye straight up is like Rabbi Shimon. But Rava says, no, even Rabbi Shimon is going to agree that it's Asur over here. But Rav Amar, even though normally Rabbi Shimon says the Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter, so that he only said that Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Shimon, he only holds that the Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter, Elohecha Delo Evshar, when there is no alternative. And here there was an alternative, Avalhecha De Evshar, he could have gone the other route just as easily. Both routes take 5 minutes. Waze says both routes take 5 minutes. So why did he pick the route with the Avodah Zarah? Even though he doesn't want to get an offer, he's Lo Mechaben. So here Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can't rely upon a Dover Shein Miskavin is Mutter. Here, since he had a choice, he should have taken the other route. And therefore, even Rabbi Shimon, according to Rava, would say that this situation would be Asur, Avalhecha De Evshar, Lo, you're not allowed to go this way. That is the first version of Abaye and Rava, that they're arguing only on one of the four possible cases, and there, they're only arguing on that fourth case within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. They're not arguing within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. They both agree that that would be Asur, and it's only what would Rabbi Shimon say in this Dover Shein Miskavin case, where it was Evshar to go another way, but Lo Mechaveh. That's version one. Now we have version two. Ikad Yamre, another way to learn the Machlokas between Abaye and Rava is as follows. In the situation of the case of Efshar v'lo mechaven, you could have gone another route, and you don't have any intention over here. So then here, Hainu b'pulk tayu the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. This is exactly the machlokas to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. This isn't a machlokas between Abai and Rabba. They're saying, yeah, Rabbi Shimon says in this situation it's mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's not mutter. This is exactly a dover she'enu miskabe. This isn't a machlokas between Abai and Rabba. This is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. So what we said in the first version, that this was the machlokas between Abaye and Rava within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, the second version says, no, everybody agrees that this is a straightforward machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Efshar v'lo mechaven is the machlokas, hainu pluksayu, the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Ah, what about the case of lo efshar, there was no way to go another way, v'lo chamechaven, you don't want to get any benefit from it, so then, this is no machlokas, kulei amal lepligi v'shari. Everybody agrees in this situation that it's permissible to go, because you can't go another way, and you're trying very hard, you don't want to get any anah. So then where do Abaye and Rava argue? Ki plige. They're arguing about a case, the low efshar, there was no alternative way, and the kamechavein, and you want to get in tanah from it. Now, even here, Valiba, the Rabbi Shimon, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, the Asal Basar Kavana, who says the whole thing is dependent on whether you're miskavein or not, and Rabbi Shimon says over here, if you're mechavein, it's asur, the Asal Basar Kavana. So Kuli Amal Oplegi the Asur. Both Abaye and Rav would say that Rabbi Shimon would say that it's only a Dover Sheino Miskavin where I say that it's Mutter. Here it's a Dover Sheino Miskavin, so then it's Asur. Both Abaye and Rav would say that Rabbi Shimon would say it's Asur. So the only place that Abaye and Rav are arguing, Ki Pligi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. They're only arguing within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who normally says the Omar, it normally doesn't make any difference whether you have Lo Shno Miskavin, Lo Shno She'enu Miskavin, it doesn't make a difference what your intention is. He says a Dover She'enu Miskavin, even if you don't have intention, on the normal circumstances, is Asur. But the question over here is as follows. If it's Efshar, if you could take another route, then certainly Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's Asur, because we don't care about whether it's Miskavin or Enemiskavin. Dover She'enu Miskavin is Asur. Certainly, if you have a Kavana, it's Asur. Now, here's the Machlokas. If it was Efshar, Asur. If it was possible to go another route, then it would be Asur. Because you could have gone another route. and therefore Yehuda would say it's awesome. Now, what about the case of Efshar? There was no other root. So then Abaya ki Rabbi Yehuda, in a case where there was no alternative, so then Rabbi Yehuda's default position is, if there's no alternative, I don't care whether it's Kavan or not, because the Dovah Shein Miskavin is Osir. But that's only if there was an Efshar, if there was an alternate way to go. But if there is no Efshar, there is no alternate way to go, then Abaya would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then in fact it would be Mutter. And Rabbi would say, Rabbi Malach, no. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda, Shein Miskavin, ki Miskavin el Luchumra. When do we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds? Do we don't look at what your kavana was? It makes no difference. Dovah Shein Miskavin is Osir. That's only in a situation where it leads to a chumra. However, here, what Abai is telling us, it actually leads to a kula. Avo miskavin, to make a person who's miskavin to get an awe, to make a kishain miskavin, to say that there's no difference between whether you intend to get kavana to enjoy it or not, lakula, if you're telling me over here, it's lakula, because you're saying yefshar. So therefore, it should be mutter. Lo, Rava says, no. In that situation, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that miskavin and eno miskavin are the same. It's only in a case of efshar that we say miskavin ke eno miskavin. But when you had efshar, so then it's a kula that is eno miskavin. That far, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go. Therefore, Rava says, asura, and Abaye says, muteres. That's the understanding. With this, we conclude today's shiur.